Bruce Irvin's also a name you could throw out there. Obviously, we have DeSean Jackson. Jackson, do you think DeSean Jackson will get traded before the deadline?
I'm a strong believer that he will be traded. Looking at possible suitors, I think the Texans are in desperate need of a high-paced, high-volume wide receiver. And DeSean Jackson gives them that, as DeSean Jackson has been asking for a trade. The Texans, losing Will Fuller to an ACL tear, extinguishing that deep threat that they had, they're needing to get another one. And DeSean Jackson is the right guy for them, as he has just passed Jerry Rice in most receptions over 60 yards, touchdown-wise. So he has 24 of those. So he still has what it takes to be an explosive wide receiver. There's no doubt about that. So, I mean, the Texans, not looking for like a long term, just as this season goes on, they have a good chance of making the playoffs. I think that DeSean Jackson would be a good veteran to have on their team to rekindle that fire that Will Fuller had extinguished for them.
Speaking of catches over 60 yards, did you know that DeSean Jackson has the most receptions over 60 yards for the Eagles and also against the Eagles?
It's a very interesting, Logan.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Also, I loved the idea of you calling, like, suitors for DeSean Jackson. Like, I think it'd be hilarious in the future if, like, one NFL player, like, made teams do, like, The Bachelor for him, you know? And he's, like, handing out roses. Like, Le'Veon Bell can do that this offseason.
Oh, he probably can.
Like, going on dates with owners and current players and, like, former players. You see him recruit, and at the end he's like, Detroit, not going to give you that rose.
Oh, no.
My heart belongs in New York.
Oh, jeez. We could see Golden Tate being moved. The Lions obviously would have to be blown away.
I don't see the Lions doing that. Yeah. Not while they're competitive, especially in that very NFC North.
I did mention that earlier, Demaryius Thomas. I got you on that Golden Tate one.
Shane Ray?
I think Shane Ray will be shopped. I would say at this point, I would just, if you're an NFL fan, keep an eye on Twitter the next couple of days. Yeah. It's where a lot of these things are communicated
tomorrow first.
For ads and drops, too, over these next couple days, because after the trade deadline, there'll be shuffling of some rosters and stuff like that. There might be some players possibly cut or just dropped off teams for contract reasons that other teams might pick up. So we also have Le'Veon Bell. Obviously, we've talked about that. I don't think there needs to be more talked about on that. I would say he just needs to make up his damn mind. Or, okay, I will do the
10 push-ups.
Okay, Odell Beckham, they've received offers, but not trading him. Obviously, Odell's a GOAT. Landon Collins is actually someone the Giants have discussed trading. Obviously, a Pro Bowl safety, but at this point, the Giants need to look elsewhere. He's going to test the Fijian waters next year. Or
the Fijian?
Yeah. Fiji water. Janoris Jenkins from the Giants. I mean, honestly, the Giants are shopping a lot of people. I think you can't move Manning. So they would have to threaten, because Manning has the no trade clause. They would have to bring someone and put him in starting quarterback in front of Manning and trade for him today or like in the next 12 hours. Tell Manning he's no longer starting, and then maybe he would accept a trade.
I don't think that anybody would trade for Eli Manning. Do you?
No.
As a backup?
I'm saying that going for quarterback is useless. I like their rookie. I like their rookie, Kyle.
How the mighty Eli Manning has fallen.
Speaking of the mighty fallen, I'd like to jump in here. Julen Lopetegui, head coach at Real Madrid, has been fired. And Santiago Solari has come in as the manager on an interim basis. Any of you guys got opinions about that?
I think Real Madrid needs to find a new direction moving forward after Ronaldo has left. I think they need to reinvent themselves. It's part of the reinvention. I would say so for so long their identity lied in Ronaldo. And I would say with the recent drubbing of them by Barcelona, Barcelona recently just murdered them. I would say they're past the Ronaldo era now, and it's time to start a new era in Real Madrid. Viva Real Madrid.
Wow.
I was totally on board with your argument till you started calling them Real Madrid. It's Real.
Yeah. Just because I'm American doesn't mean you have to come at me, bro.
Okay, also...
Like, I'm not. Anyway,
also,
go ahead.
They were going in a new direction, though.
Four right.
Months.
The whole deal.
Really 4 months.
The whole deal with that is...
You don't move past Ronaldo that fast.
The whole deal is the...
New coach.
The president, Florentino Perez, is just overly involved, super involved. So, he's got a... It's a bad habit. He's always been this way. It drives coaches away. And I think it's just important that with this new coach that they, like Jacob said, establish a new identity past Ronaldo.
I mean, they're ninth in the standings right now. That's
but that's pretty, unacceptable for a club at Real Madrid's
that's
level.
Unacceptable, yes.
Anyway, I'm going to move on because I kind of just did that because I know Jackson doesn't know anything about international soccer.
You're not going to because I actually do. I actually love watching soccer and the Champions League. And also Spain. So
name five international soccer teams.
Atletico Madrid.
That's one.
Manchester City. Manchester
two,
United.
Three.
Real Madrid. Barcelona.
Well, you've
Getlift
surpassed
FC,
my arguments.
Getlift FC. Borussia Dortmund.
It's Borussia Dortmund.
So,
all right.
I don't know how to say that freaking name.
All right.
Okay, let's move to NBA.
Okay.
I think in the NFL and. That we spent too much time on soccer.
2.5 minutes was 2.5 minutes too many.
Yes, correct. Players, I...
Gosh dang.
Attention in the court.
Okay,
players, let's
get
serious, everybody. This is our roundtable discussion.
Okay.
Who do we think will be traded in the NBA this year? I'd like to throw out just five names. Tell me if you agree that this person will be traded by the end of the season. Terry Rozier.
No.
No. That team is competitive. They're going for a championship. They can't afford to
trade. Do you think
it's
possible that he could be unhappy with his situation?
No.
I think they've...
He's capable of being a starting guard, is he not?
No. I mean, I'm still responding no to Jacob like being traded. Sorry. I wasn't trying to...
Okay. I think Terry
Negative
Rozier...
Negative Nancy over there.
Negative Larry Nance?
Oh,
I have Crohn's disease?
I think Larry Nance. I think Terry Rozier is a starting caliber point guard.
Larry Nance is,
yes.
And he will get paid this next offseason, but the Celtics are in a position where they're trying to compete. You don't trade
also,
those players. And they've reached an understanding with Terry. I think he knows he's probably not passing Kyrie Irving, but he's a talented guard and he has a role to play this year.
Right, and Kyrie isn't going to be here forever, and Terry Rozier is still a very young talented point guard for the Celtics, so I believe that they're going to stick with Terry Rozier. It's going to be like a...
You think they're going to... So at the end of the year, do you think they're going to trade or let Kyrie go and take Terry over
him?
No,
I don't think so. But I think that Terry, he hasn't hit his prime yet. And Terry's very... He's 21, right?
He's very young. I think it's 22, 23.
So I think that's a very good point guard. Like, he still can get the minutes that he deserves, whether it be beside Kyrie or with Kyrie off the court. So... With Terry, why are you giving me that face?
I didn't even think of them keeping Terry Rozier over
Kyrie. Oh, okay.
I didn't even think. No, you.
Kyrie could want to leave. It's a.
Yeah, but you think Terry will sign for like less than Kyrie would? He wants big money.
If Kyrie leaves, then they have that space to sign Terry. And
true.
In his max contract,
I think
will be less than Kyrie's anyway.
Do you think Terry Rozier next year would be the equivalent of Kyrie?
No.
So you think they should keep Kyrie?
I think they should keep
Kyrie.
Kyrie
wants to stay. Why would you not want Kyrie?
I'm running off the circumstances that they don't agree on a contract.
He will not walk.
I believe one of them walks.
He will not walk.
He literally said he's a starting caliber point guard. If he doesn't get a start next year, he's leaving.
What will happen
he
is
said
some,
that before the season.
Well, Terry's a starting caliber cornerback. Jeez. Point guard. I think we all agree on that.
Yes.
What's going to happen is the Celtics are going to get maxed out. Yeah, you can pay Terry Rozier this year. You're going to go, obviously, into luxury tax.
Next year, that
complicates when you want to sign players like
correct.
Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. Al Horford will have to be re-signed in a couple of years.
They can't logistically keep him.
You cannot let Jason Tatum go. He's been the best player on this team this year so far.
Oh, I would argue he's playing top five in the NBA right now for his just his statistics. He's playing top five caliber. I'm not saying he's a top five player.
Sorry,
let's move on.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson from the Pistons. I would argue that he will be moved before the end of the season. Right now, Blake Griffin had that 51-point game, and Andre Drummond carried them through the first two games. But I would argue that the Pistons need to move him for another shooter. I know they have Luke Kennard, but he's not really proven out of Duke. And I would argue he's just not a great option to run that offense. I would argue they need to look for somebody, maybe even package him in a first-round pick. See, the Pistons are in an odd situation with Drummond and Griffin. Just an odd situation of, like, are they winning now, or what are they doing, or are they just an average type of team? They need to move higher or drop lower is what they need to do. They need to move in a direction quickly. Because Griffin's playing great right now, and Drummond's playing, still has a bright future, honestly. He's entering his prime right now, and has gotten a lot better with his shooting, and they're playing extremely well together. I just think their offense needs more firepower from the small forward, shooting guard, point guard positions.
But I can't see this. You don't fix what's not broken. As the Pistons have proven this year that they can beat very good teams.
Yeah, but they do need to improve, because the first two games they were
maybe
inexplicably
depth, but don't
inexplicably carried by Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond.
But
throughout the game.
By trading Reggie, I don't see that being. He's a starting small forward, I believe, right?
Reggie Jackson is the starting point guard.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on. He knows nothing.
All right, if I can just get in quick.
No, you're fine.
Go.
No. I was just going to say, I don't see them trading Reggie.
I agree with him. Obviously, it's early, and you want to see how the season goes. But if they continue to be good, and let's say they're a top 4 or 5 seed in the East, I think they'll stick with Reggie Jackson.
Let's talk about a Grizzlies fire sale. Mike Conley, Marcus Hall. I think Mike Conley and Marcus Hall will be gone from the Memphis Grizzlies by the end of the season. Obviously, it's a sad thing to say. I'm pretty sure I can't remember a time when Marcus Hall wasn't on the Grizzlies.
There hasn't been one.
Yes, I know, but in my life.
That's because he's always been on the Grizzlies.
So I'm saying it would be a sad thing to see him leave, just because I'm so used to him being in that type of a jersey, and he's been so loyal to that city, re-signing all the time and sticking with that city. I mean, what? They lose, like, the first round of every year in the playoffs. It's a hard thing to do. I think Conley, especially with the injuries and stuff, you have to think now is the time to maximize what the return will be for that type of situation. If you could get, a first-rounder for him, that would be absolutely amazing. And I think they should trade him in a heartbeat for that. The Grizzlies need to move in one direction. Like I've said before, they've been holding on to this playoff thing for a long time, and it just hasn't been working. And I'd say it's time now to pull a Phoenix Suns, except actually successfully pull a Phoenix Suns, because the Phoenix Suns have yet to produce what they're trying to do. You guys have any opinions on that?
I disagree with trading Conley. He hasn't been decreased, I'm looking at his stats.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's not a caliber, an elite player. I'm saying it's time for the Grizzlies to move in one direction. They need to go all in or all out.
But Conley hasn't shown any signs of slowing down, so why would they trade?
Because now's the time to maximize for the future or to hold out, because Conley's getting old. Same with Gasol. Yes, they are.
I mean, he is.
Don't even call me out
on
that.
He's only 31.
Yeah, that's getting pretty old. I would argue he's past his prime.
Okay. Well, he is posting so far the second highest points per game in his career.
Yes.
This year.
He is.
Five games in.
That's 5 games. I don't get your sample size assessment on this type of thing.
Oh, I don't understand why you're breaking what Mike Conley has made.
I'm saying they'll be traded
presence.
By the end of the season.
I disagree completely.
Logan, what is your opinion?
So, at the end of the day, the worst thing you can be as a team is complacent. And that's kind of what the Memphis Grizzlies have always been. Mm-hmm. That's not that they've been bad teams, but look at them this year, realistically, going through those teams that we view as the top teams in the Western Conference. In a playoff series, they're not beating Golden State. They're not beating Utah. They're not going to beat Houston or Oklahoma City if those two teams fix their issues and pick it back up. They're probably not going to beat a LeBron-led Lakers team. I'd argue that they're not even going to beat teams like if San Antonio makes it, or if Portland, or if LA, that West is... Oh, Denver, excuse me. Oh my gosh, there's just a lot of talent up in that Western Conference. I didn't even name Anthony Davis and the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just think if they're not going to be a team that's competing for a championship, you should be building for a team that can do so in the future when those teams drop off. So as hard it is, hard as it is to trade those people, heart and soul of teams, Gasol and Conley, great players, been extremely devoted to Memphis. When it's time, it's time. So I say, and the Grizzlies are in the 8 seed. Don't trade them now, obviously. But if you're not going to be competitive, you should give them a chance to be competitive somewhere else. You owe that those teams, you owe those players that respect.
If you were the Timberwolves, let me just put this out there. Would you consider trading for them for Jimmy?
I would get a new owner.
Okay. Yep. I understand that. I know it's a long shot type, and I know they have the Heat and Hornets more suitable trade partners. But I would just wonder, Jackson, if there was a trade involving Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, and Jimmy Butler, would you consider making that?
That the Grizzlies would be giving us Mike Conley and Marc Gasol.
And we'd be giving up some type of pick, like Dang and Butler.
Dang, Butler, and a pick, maybe? However the salaries work out, you might have to give
another
asset.
For me,
it'd be a very dumb trade for the Grizzlies, because they would have trouble keeping Butler.
And it would be a... I would say that's not very beneficial for the
Conley's
Minnesota.
Got 3 years left.
Though we would be dumping, lots of salary caps
yes.
with Butler
we'd
and
Dame.
We'd
be gaining lots of salary cap.
We'd be gaining it. I'm thinking that that's not. I really like what Teague and Rose are doing.
I like that combination with Gasol and Towns. Actually, I'm surprisingly intrigued by that. Plus, I would much rather have Mike Conley and Rose playing out there. I hate Jeff Teague. I'm a hater of Jeff Teague.
I'm not a hater.
I think he's a terrible point guard, does not run an offense the right way, and his player efficiency rating is absolute crap.
I mean, I don't think... I like
10 push-ups.
What?
For me.
Oh. I mean, it's very intriguing, I have to say. I mean, Mike Conley, I've always admired him as a player. And Marc Gasol, obviously, a stud of a center. I wouldn't be mad if the Timberwolves made that trade, but I would be kind of disappointed because Derrick Rose has been playing at a level that we haven't seen him been playing in a long time, and he's only a backup point guard. So if we bring Mike Conley in with Jeff Teague, who we're paying $19 million a year, he's going to get the second starting spot. I mean, second spot, and Derrick Rose is going to...
All right.
So yeah. For me, logistically, I don't like it because I love my Derrick Rose. I love what he's been doing. But I guess if Conley, he's playing at a level that we could use him, and he's an assist man. So I would take that trade.
Jackson, are you an assist man?
For basketball?
Are you an assist man?
Yeah, only to you, bro.
I do want to say, though, Jimmy Butler would be a good fit in the NBA's grindhouse.
That's true.
Anyway, I think we have
okay,
one more to talk about.
Paul Millsap from
no.
the Nuggets.
What? No.
You don't think he'll be traded by the end of the year?
The Nuggets are being competitive right now.
Okay,
they're 4-1.
Yes,
and one. They got the second seed.
Millsap is in a bad place right now.
Emotionally?
We're winning so much.
Are you in therapy with Paul Millsap?
He's going through a lot.
I hate how Nikola Jokic gets more assists than me.
I would say Nurkic being in that spot. He's their highest earner, and I would say it's time to look at moving his contract because they need to re-sign Gary Harris. They have Will Barton, who they actually just re-signed.
They re-signed Gary Harris. They have him on contract as well as Will Barton.
The contracts that are already on their roster, and they re-signed Jokic. I believe they haven't extended Jamal Murray, so they'll need to look at doing that, which will potentially be a max for how he's playing right now. And it's 5 games. I know we got on Jackson. We're using that as a sample size earlier. But, yes, Jamal Murray played well last season, too, and I believe he might be a max contract type of player. So they need to think about Millsap soon because they've got him for another 3 years.
I'm still using my theory. Don't fix what's not broken.
Jackson's
and the Denver Nuggets,
fixation.
The Denver Nuggets are using a strategy that almost went undefeated against the Lakers. Like, they have been...
The Lakers haven't been
successful. Wait, it's Nurkic, right?
Oh,
Jokic.
My goodness.
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic, okay, I'm sorry. There's a lot of players like that. He's been
tall and white and European.
Jokic. Tall and white and European. Oh, his name must be Nurkic.
I'm just saying,
Jokic.
Sorry, I said Nurkic. I'm sorry, kill me.
Well, that's wrong.
I know.
Kill me.
I'm saying that he's been on a tear. Paul Millsap is an outstanding. Will you stop eating those gosh damn suckers?
10 push-ups.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you're not valid. Do your push-ups. The way I see it, that's a team that's trying to compete. And while Millsap is on a max contract, there is an opt-out in his contract. I believe it's either after this year or next year. And he's still a good fit in that offense, next to Jokic. That's a team that knows how to pass and move the ball well efficiently on offense. Mike Malone is a very good head coach. And I just think trading him when you're trying to be competitive is just not it's not the thing to do. It's not the right move for that team.
Okay, let's play a little round. Recently, Charles Barkley played Who He Play For on NBA on TNT. And I would just like to get your guys' answers to this. Please keep your hands away from all electronic devices at this time. I would just like to ask you, we'll go first to Jackson. Ed Davis, what team does he play on?
Who He Play For?
Ed Davis. I don't even know who he is. Sorry.
Oh, I do.
Okay, Logan.
He plays for the Nets.
Ed Davis does play for the Nets. Correct. Logan is correct. Who does Langston Galloway play for?
Oof. I just saw this because he wore Fairly Odd Parents shoes. Is it the Pistons?
10 push-ups, Jackson. You are correct.
Dang, bro.
I don't have it up. I just want to confirm that I don't have it up on my computer right
Jackson,
now.
Jackson, does he have it up?
No.
Mike Scott.
Oof.
Played on the Hawks for a while. Who he played for?
Oof.
Washington Wizards?
Wow,
that was
you okay over there?
Gosh.
Can I see a list of NBA teams?
What?
Does he play for the Orlando Magic?
He's not. He plays for the Clippers.
You go clear your phlegm. It's all good.
Quincy Pondexter. This is our segment called Can You Beat Chuck?
Quincy Poindexter.
Can you beat Charles Barkley? He got 1 out of 5. You guys are currently tied with Charles Barkley.
I'm beating Charles Barkley. I got 2.
Oh, Jackson's tied with him.
Jackson has 0.
Quincy Poindexter.
Quincy Poindexter.
He sounds like a Suns player.
Sounds like a nerd. I'm going to say that Quincy Poindexter plays for the Kings.
I'm right?
No, who do you think?
I said the Suns.
He plays for the Spurs.
Why?
Quincy Poindexter obviously plays for the Spurs.
Okay, Greg.
Guys, you should know him. He's the GOAT, Garrett Temple.
Kings.
Kings.
No. No. He goes to the Grizzlies.
Garrett Temple is now in the grindhouse of the NBA.
He's in the grindhouse. I knew that.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
I should have known that.
And everyone, that is who he played for. Logan beat Charles Barkley and is clearly much smarter than Charles Barkley. And Jackson, we can't say the same.
Come at me, Chuck.
All right, let me just run up a couple players real quick.
Make it fast. We do have to wrap this up soon.
Who does Rudy Gay play for?
Rudy Gay plays for the Spurs, man. That's too easy.
Willie Hernan Gomez?
He plays for the Nuggets.
Plays for the Nets. Juan Hernan Gomez plays
for the Nets. He's the Nuggets, okay. There's too many Hernan Gomez's.
Who does Joe Johnson play for?
Now?
Yeah.
The Jazz is who he was last year.
No, he just traded to the Rockets last year.
Is he still with the Rockets?
You think he's still with the Rockets?
I don't know where he's...
Yes, he's still with the Rockets.
Okay.
Last player, Dwayne Dedman.
Oh, man, he's with the Hawks.
Dwayne Dedman is with the Hawks. Jackson, I've got one more for you. Andre Ingram. What team is he on?
Pistons.
Trick question. He's on the South Bay Lakers of the NBA D-League.
They brought him back down?
Yep.
How dare they?
That is who he played for.
All right, I think we're just about out of time. You know, busy college students, got homework and stuff. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here again. We'll talk to you soon. Woo. Thanks for stopping by.
It's absolutely necessary.
Wow, that what you got there.
You tried your best.